L3 Harris Technologies, Raytheon Technologies, Collins Aerospace Business and Thales have been awarded $345.2 million in delivery orders to commence the full-rate production of tactical radio systems for the U.S. Army. The Army said Friday the orders fall under a pair of multiple award indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contracts and comes after the 82nd Airborne Division's 1st Brigade Combat Team completed a two-year operational experimentation program. Collins will produce 1,547 Manpack radios and Thales will manufacture 1,096 liter units, while L3 Harris will build 4,818 pieces of both systems. The service is procuring the two-channel communications devices as part of its regionally aligned readiness and modernization model and tactical satellite modernization initiatives. Full-rate production of these radios across the force will provide our warfighters with the most advanced radio network capabilities available for enhanced situational awareness, which is critical for mission success, said Colonel Garth Winterall, the project manager for tactical radios. The 2nd Cavalry Regiment Stryker Brigade Combat Team and other similar groups within the 25th Infantry Division will use the new radios.